See, like now, you have to get it in a 2-pound bag, 2-pound, it's the 2-pound, 5-bag, and 10-pound.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could go to the store, you could get it in small amounts,
uh-huh.
like a nickel worth or a dime worth, or so you put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can't do that anymore.
No. You know, sugar during that time was selling for 4 cents a pound.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
You could buy you a nickel worth of sugar or a dime worth of sugar, and then you could use sugar for quite a while.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it? Sweet kind of spread that you make by boiling sugar in the juice of, say, strawberries or peaches or something like that.
Jelly. You can use jelly or preserve.
Okay. Was there a difference between jelly and preserve?
Mm-hmm. Jelly is mostly made from the juice.
Uh-huh.
And preserve is made from the meaty part.
Uh-huh.
Peaches, tomatoes,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Pears.
Okay. What do people usually have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. And say there's a bowl of fruit and there's some peaches and some apples. And somebody offers you a peach and you say, no, give me...
an apple.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you might say, well, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
those boys.
Okay. If somebody comes over and wants to know where old so-and-so lives, you might say, well, he doesn't live here. He lives...
over there.
Okay.
Or down there.
Okay, if it's a greater distance, you might say he lives...
across town.
Okay.
And
you might say, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man...
that's broke, poor.
Okay. What?
Broke or poor.
Okay. And let's see. If you have a bunch of peach trees, you'd say you have...
peach orchard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you might ask, say you're walking along, you see an orchard, and you ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And then he points to somebody else, and he says, he's a man.
Owns orchard.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy...
that was rich.
Okay, or you're talking about his father. He'd say, uh-huh. Next door was a boy...
that our father was rich.
Okay.
I was well off.
Okay. What do you call the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Inside of a what?
Cherry.
Seed.
Okay, okay. And what do you call the thing that's inside a peach that you don't eat?
Seed.
Okay. And basically, you know, there are two kinds of peaches. There's the kind that you cut and the seed just falls right out. And
then freestone?
Okay. And what do you call the kind that you have to cut the seed away from
them? I don't know what you call it, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Okay. After you've eaten an apple, the part that you have left that you throw away is...
the core.
Okay. And have you ever cut up apples or peaches and dry them, and then you'd say those are...
dried peaches or dried apples.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called snits?
Snitch. No, I haven't.
Okay. What do you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Okay, anything else you might call it?
Boobies.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay. What other different kinds of nuts are there?
What are they? Different kinds, like peanuts?
Yeah. What else?
Pecans.
Okay.
And see, walnuts, hickory, and almonds.
Okay. On a walnut, you know, right outside the part you can eat, there's this real hard thing. What do you call that?
Shell.
Okay. And then when it first falls off the tree, on the outside of the shell, there's kind of a green color.
Hull.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bad hull. When it's green, it's got some juice in it.
Yeah?
And I remember when I was a kid, you know, you'd have these sores in the head.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, I had some in my head.